PX monitor.
This is K4PXV. Is anyone available to give me a signal report?
Last station, W4SPX.
4SPX, this is KC4 Victor X-ray Zulu. How am I coming in?
Hey, I'm on the mobile, but I'm parked. It might be my positioning, but you're breaking into the repeater pretty good. It's a little bit of white noise.
Would you mind giving me another one real quick? I just got a new radio, and I want to swap the antenna and see how this other one sounds.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just sitting here. I'll just move my car a little bit to see if you can get better reception. How am I sounding, by the way?
About like how you said I sound. A little bit of white noise is coming in perfectly fine.
Roger that. I'll stand by. I'm kind of in the place I'm at. I got power lines everywhere, and sometimes where you park might make a difference.
Give me a second, and I'll get back at you with the other antenna real quick.
No problem. Give me your call sign again. I want to write you down.
Kilo Quebec 4, Victor X-ray Zulu.
Standing by, KQ4 Victor X-ray Zulu, I think you said. W4SBX standing by.
W4SBX, KQ4 VAC.
KQ4 VX. ZEW4SBX, how's it going?
That other antenna wasn't even breaking 12th on the repeater there.
What is your QTH, my friend, and your name?
Pat, and I'm in Greer right now on the new Baofeng QT5R Mini.
I thought about buying one then, but I'm HT4, really. I've got a 512 of them. And they range from like the UV5R, I got TID radios, the H3, the H8, Wusan, and I don't know. But you're making it in there, though.
Sound like me, man. I got a bunch of Baofengs, but you know, so they keep people in. I got my own Wusan, too. I like it, but.
The Wusan I got, I need to get it programmed for this area, because when I bought it, I was up in New Hampshire, and it's programmed for up there, but that's one thing I need to learn better is how to program stuff, because I've got so many radios that I could use, but don't really know that much about programming over.
Sure, I didn't catch the beginning of that. I think we keyed in at the same time there, but yeah, I got the little minis here, man, because you can program them with an app on your phone. And I'm going to the Atlanta race this weekend, and I'm going to get the frequency sheet. And instead of carrying around a laptop and the cable and all that, I can just use my phone and program in the radio, the driver's radio.
Yeah, I missed a little bit of that. But you said something about an app on your phone. I'm not sure if what you're using. I've got the Oddmaster app on my phone, and I got a thing you can plug in your HTs. I've got two of them, actually one for sale. You plug it in, but then you have to type in the frequencies and offsets. Is that what you're talking about, or is it a different one?
It's not that app. I think it's an OLA app, and I can do it with the Bluetooth to the radio. But yeah, I was saying that I'm headed to the Atlanta race this weekend, and instead of carrying a laptop around and the cable and all that, I bought these two radios so I can use the phone app to do it.
Okay, you said something about Atlanta race. Is that correct, or is there a ham fest up there?
Yeah, my dad's going to the Atlanta race.
Oh, you're talking about NASCAR, I guess. That's awesome. I haven't been in a while, but I'm a big, used to be a real big NASCAR fan, and used to go to a lot of NHRA races, but they shut down that one in Atlanta Dragway. They shut it down, I think.
I'd like to go see them do four wide in Charlotte, man. That'd be pretty cool there.
Absolutely. I was at the inaugural event of that. And it is cool for effect. And I'll tell you something. It is cool for the effect. Let me drop a second and I'll tell you a little bit about it. The inaugural event I went to, as a matter of fact, I wore the shirt, got a bunch of autographs on it to work yesterday. But they got this tunnel that goes underneath the track. They got two of them, one at the start and one toward the end. When you walk through them tunnels from one side of the track to the other, it is so loud, but it ain't going to break your eardrums, but it's so cool, the effect of that tunnel's under the track. However, let me drop 1 second. Repeater, but watching four cars that go that fast, so quick, it's neat for the effect, but the racing gets over quicker, and it's hard for your eyes to focus on four cars, because two might be going, you know, neck and neck, and one might get, you know, off the line bad or something. So, back to you, my friend.
For the EW, I didn't catch the other guy. You're going to the Atlanta NASCAR races, but I just put I got the frequency table for the NASCAR frequency table. You can take your radio with you and listen in. If you don't have those already, I put them on our group's IO page.
That sounds great. I'm actually new to the area, so I don't know the website that you're speaking on.
Okay, it's groups.io, and the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society has a subgroup in it. But I've got the NASCAR frequencies that they're around 70 centimeter and GMRS and stuff like that, but I've got a table of them. I just need a way to get them to you.
I normally go up to the scanners, you know, where you can rent them at, and they'll give you the frequency list. But I can give you my phone number if you text it to me, and then, you know, either way, I won't have to go stand in line and wait for that sheet.
So it's a subscription group. So I wouldn't be able to text you the link and then you go to it unless you're already part of it.
Yeah, I'll just go by the trailer and get the sheets.
The sheets are available. But okay, I just didn't know if you had or wanted the frequency list. So I'll let y'all get back to it. I'm going to finish up my dinner here.
Copy that. I appreciate you, but yeah, I go to a bunch of NASCAR events, and all you do is go up to the where they get the scanners, where people go and rent the scanners, and ask them for the frequency list. And sometimes they charge you $10 for it. Sometimes they just give it to you.
You get the frequency list, then if they just give it to you, then you still use your own radio, and you don't have to rent their scanners.
I got my earbore. Fellas, thanks for the chat, and W4SPX, thanks for the signal report. I'm going to hop off here and figure out what me and old lady's going to grab about to eat. This is KQ4 Victor X-Ray Zulu, I am clear.
This is W4SPX coming back to you, my friend. It's been a while since I've been to a racetrack, but I do know from the old days that they used to scramble them stations. Well, not really scramble, but they might change frequencies and offsets. So unless you know that it's going to be happening, you might be better off to go over there and just get the frequency list from them and program it into your radio, over.
That's normally how I do it, and like what you were saying, they do change from time to time, you know, different tracks. They might run different frequencies and stuff, and they have backup channels. They might be a driver with three different frequencies listed, and you have to find which one they're on that day.
The first time that I have ever used one, I mean, I've been to many races and never had used a headset. And when I did, I was so amazing. It was so amazing. It was at Talladega, and it was Robert Presley driving the Skull car, in communication with someone else. I can't remember who it was, but I was really monitoring Dale Earnhardt Sr. because I'm a fan of his. And one of the spotters came on and said, "Follow Presley, follow Presley." And I was addicted to it after that. That's a little bit of my history on getting into scanners and radios, but it ain't all of it. But anyway, my friend, 73, and I'll be listening for you. Clear on your final, I'm sorry, W4SBA.
You sound like me. I'm a big-time old Earnhardt fan. I grew up watching him. He was my favorite. And I got out of it there for a while, but, you know, here recently they changed the cars, and the racing's got a lot better here lately. And if you ever decide to catch a race, if you download the NASCAR mobile app, there's a part of their app you can actually listen in to the drivers here at the house as well. But, yeah, thank you for getting back to me. And W4SPX, this is KQ4 Victor X-Ray Zulu 73.
I tell you, Matt, KQ4 Victor X-Ray Zulu from W4SPX, I'll be clear.